Well, he lives in a dreadful flat as well. I mean, we try to clean it now and again, but it quickly gets bad. But when he lived here, and eventually when he had to leave home, and I had to tell my son to leave home, his room was absolutely full of empty alcohol trophies, stuffed in bags in every cupboard.
Yeah, I'm afraid you do get to that stage where you give your whole life up for that next bottle, and anything else just goes by the wind. And I think, you know, when we cleared up the flat, when I got put in hospital last time, I'd literally hit rock bottom when I turned around and saw my brother's face, and he was pale, white, crying, and I realised I can't do this anymore.
We don't know where rock bottom is. We thought he's been there so many times, this is it. He's at the bottom, and he's not.
I didn't think I knew where it was, because I've had three fits in the past and been hospitalised over it. And the fourth time, my insides near enough exploded. And Mark took me up to the Ipswich Hospital, where they were fantastic. And as I say, then I knew I'd hit rock bottom when I saw his face. And you know when you've hit rock bottom. They always say, yeah, I've hit rock bottom, I'm not going to do that again. You give it a couple of weeks, then you're back on it. Mm-hmm. This time, I'm so sick, because it frightened the absolute life out of me and the family this time.
Yeah, well, we had a man, John, I can't think what his name is now, but he came to our church, and he was alcoholic, and he actually gave an interview on Radio Suffolk. And he said it took away his family, his job, his home.
You lose everything.
And he said he can now go into a public house, stand next to somebody with their alcoholic drink, and he'll have his orange. He said, because I do not want to go back there again.
Going back to the education, family should also go to a therapist as well, because they are not quite clued up on what an alcoholic is. The only one who can understand an alcoholic is another alcoholic.
Yes, indeed. That's what he does. That's what this chap does. He works in prisons and all places now with alcoholics. You know, and he says he's still an alcoholic, which he is. He says, I only got to have one drink and I'm in trouble.
That's the way. As soon as you open it, you're gone.
Yeah, my son is convinced he can just cut down, but he can't.
No. You have, at his stage, he's got to get in his head, no more drink. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
You cannot open one. It's now, I just drink J2Os, Sprite, that's it now. I know I can never, ever have another alcoholic drink, no matter what. Mm. Even to the case where it's like a cheesecake and it's got Bailey's Irish Cream in, I won't touch it. Right. It's as simple as that. So. Mm-hmm.